Blog Talk Radio.
To a song like this, you gotta get real grown and sexy, right? You gotta take your drink, put it in your right hand, put it up, find you a nice young lady, and you just gotta groove. Let me show you how. Come on, just go from left.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Been a while. Been a couple of weeks. I miss you guys out there. But I'm back. Back as usual. For those of us who are just tuning in for the very first time, this is the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover with your host, the one and only stepchild of R&B, Nick Evening. We're bringing you the best and brightest in rhythm and blues. We got a lot of new records today, guys. I've been promising these records for the last couple of weeks now. We've got a lot of new records, and we're going to get right into them. We got a lot of new R&B news going on, a couple surprises, a couple things that aren't really a surprise, and we'll get into that later. But for right now, I'm going to go right into the music. Our first new song of the day comes out of New York, Brooklyn, New York, to be exact. And that's Angela Johnson, singer-songwriter, producer. This is from her House of Soul series. This is Angela Johnson featuring Russell Taylor. Be there.
How can I get through to you?
And that was brand new music by Angela Johnson featuring Russell Taylor called Be There. It's from Angela's new House of Hope, House of Soul series. I am tongue-tied today, guys. I don't know what's going on. But it's from her new series, House of Soul series. You can find out a little bit more about it on SoulTrain.com. We actually premiered the single last week as an exclusive. And now it's right here on the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Now, guys, anybody out there who is an independent artist, if you have your music and it's clean and it's mixed and you want to get it to us, go ahead and send us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's mixed. If it's not, we got somebody that can do that for you for a price. Just saying. And one of the people that's been sending me music since we started this show, I have watched her grow as an artist, and I am proud to debut her brand new song today. This is Sky Collette with 12 O'Clock. She was actually just featured on singersroom.com. She's got a feature coming up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. She's doing really big things. Singer-songwriter out of Birmingham, Alabama. So this is Sky Collette with 12 O'Clock. You're listening to The Middleman Presents, The Tuesday Morning Takeover. That was Sky Collette with 12 O'Clock, a.k.a. Tonight. Brand new record here on the Middleman Presents Tuesday Morning Takeover. You'll be hearing a lot of it I'm really happy because now the females are starting to send in the music. I've been waiting on you guys to send this music to me for the longest. Had a male-dominated show for a while. Glad we got that, you know, evened out. You know, speaking of that, actually, most of the records that we're playing today that are brand new are from female artists. So shout out to all the female artists out there doing their thing. Right now, we're going to go into one of my favorite records that we play here on the Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is Gerard Anthony with Something Like Love.
out to the Sky Lounge. Beautiful young ladies about to show you DC. Everybody have a good time.
Good morning, friends. How you doing? It's so nice to see you again. And I ain't seen you around in a minute. You know it's nice to see your face. I wanna talk to you for a while. Now that I have time, I wish that I could read your mind. And I wish that you could read mine. We could reach for something else. We could try for something new. Let's go back to love, back to love. Yes, we can. Night to you, my soul flower. I hope you wish upon a star. Let's take a trip to the peach moon.
Girl,
I know it's good for you. You know I want you here for a while.
Yeah.
Just to wake up to your smile. I'ma make you worth your while. I'ma go the extra mile. We can reach for something else. We can try for something new. Let's go back.
Minutes after the hour, you are locked in to the Middleman Presents, the Tuesday Morning Takeover with your host, Nick Eaton. That was Bobby V with Back to Love. Love that record, man. Shout out to Bobby V doing his thing. He's on tour right now. He's got a live band. He's playing the keyboard now. I give a big shout out to him. What we're going to do right now is head over to my favorite website for R&B news, singersroom.com. Don't tell Soul Train I said that. But anyway, big shout out to Tamar Braxton. She revealed the name and, well, actually, she just took the name of the single and made it the album. But big shout out to her nonetheless. Tamar Braxton just announced that her her new album, Love and War, same as her single Love and War, will be dropping this coming September. September 3rd to be exact, via Epic Records. And also, you know, she's doing big things on the Urban AC charts this week. She's got two songs in the top 10, Love and War and The One. And if you guys haven't heard The One, you know, it samples that Big E and Tume, and there's another song out there that has it. I'm not going to say what it is, though. But that's beside the point. Anyway, speaking of the Braxtons, Toni Braxton is in the news again. She just announced her North American tour. She's going back out on the road, guys. You know, she had to stop touring and performing in Vegas because she was having complications from her lupus. So she's back out. You know, she's feeling healthy. She's back out on the road again. She's got a huge tour coming to a town near you. You can check singersroom.com for those tour dates. There's too many of them to give them to you now. And she also announced that she's doing a duet album with Babyface. They're reuniting after, oh man, almost 15 years. So Babyface and Toni Braxton are doing a duet album to drop this fall on Motown Records. I'm looking forward to that. We hadn't had a good duet album from a, you know, from somebody that high up in the music industry in a while. So, seems like it'll be pretty good. Shout out to everybody out there that's listening. Cubicle Nation, At Work Network, I see you. All you guys on the switchboard, everybody, and hit me up on Facebook, and I'm not even going to say Twitter. You know, the only time you guys ever tweet me is during the award shows, and that's because I'm usually saying something crazy. And speaking of which, I hope everybody got a chance to see the BET Awards. It was quite an experience, a lot of great performances, a lot of wardrobe. I'm going to have to give you some links to go check out some of his wardrobe. It's pretty interesting. Coming up in the next hour, we got brand new music from Willie Taylor, Ruben Studdard, and we also have a new record now. Even though the Tuesday Morning Takeover plays R&B music, I have a hip-hop record that I'm going to play to you guys in just a little bit. And it's hip-hop, it's jazz, it's soul, it's all that combined. This guy. You're really going to be excited with this record. So coming up towards the top of the next hour, we'll be playing that record. So right now, we're going to get right back into the music with my man Alvin Garrett and his song that has been doing very, very well, not only on the Tuesday Morning Takeover, but all across internet radio, some traditional radio. He's out on tour right now, and you can find him in the city near you as well. This is Alvin Garrett with Never Gonna Find. And that was my man Alvin Garrett, who was never going to find. I want to head back over to Singer's Room real quick. Got some interesting news here. Apparently, Neo has ended his engagement and switched with his ex-fiance Magneta via social media. Well, it's a way to end an engagement. Well, according to SingersRoom.com, it appears to be official. Award-winning singer-songwriter Neo, his engagement romantic relationship with Magneta Shaw is over. Neo broke the news via Instagram over the weekend, sharing a few words with a picture of the two of them together. The quote of the saying, the fate has decided to split our romantic path. Know that I will always love you, forever your partner, forever your friend, forever my miracle. I will be there always. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're still expecting their second child. But, hey, I mean, I know everything is all newfangled and all this technology and everything, but, man, whatever happened to a phone call, going out to dinner, saying something face-to-face? How you going to break up with somebody over Instagram? Man. Whew. And then for everybody to see. Well, hey, they like it, I love it. Social media, what can you say, folks? Anyway, we're going to get right back into the music. We're going to play a record that is very familiar to everyone out here. And I have to show love to it because it's an independent record and he's still doing very well on the charts right now. You all know this record. This is my man Avant featuring Kiki Wyatt with You and I.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the lovers around the world, I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you, but tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
Oh, baby, funny how things have changed in my life now, whether near or far, I want to be where. My darling,
That was a man, Avant, featuring Kiki Wyatt with You and I. I got to address something that happened last week. For those who tuned in early, I'm pretty sure that for the first 10 to 15 minutes of the show, you heard a dog barking. Yeah. It's just... I tell you what, when I heard the playback on it, all I wanted to do was...
Put the motherfucker in the face!
I'm just saying. But it's all good. No dog barking this week. No dog barking this weekend. As a matter of fact, he's not going to be hearing that anymore. Now, for everybody who tuned into the BET Awards Sunday, I'm pretty sure we all saw Mariah Carey sing. Or so we thought. Well, apparently, fans have taken to social media. They are very, very disappointed at the obvious lip sync of Mariah's performance of Beautiful with Miguel. Now, all this is quotes. This is coming from social media and another website, so I don't want anybody from Mariah's camp sending me any letters. I'm not going to read them anyway. But Mariah Carey is a legend. But that does not excuse her from criticism, especially when it comes to live performances. Taking the stage for an anticipated performance at the BET Awards this Sunday, Mariah appeared beautiful, but it was very much so obvious that she was not only lip-syncing, but doing a horrible job at it. I waited for Mariah all this time to see Mariah lip-sync. Really? A fan wrote after watching the award-winning powerhouse. As seen on the show in the video below at singersroom.com, Mariah appeared to struggle with the timing, which totally made the lip sync obvious and painful to watch. Mariah, you might want to not make it so obvious. Don't stop moving your lips before the recording stops, another fan wrote via Twitter. Now, this isn't the first time Mariah's been caught lip syncing. It happened during a performance on American Idol, and in May, the diva had sort of a rough time on Good Morning America with her wardrobe and her vocals. Yep, Mariah isn't singing. She knew better. She saw that playback of Good Morning America, another fan wrote, watching Mariah's BET Awards. Now, for everybody out there, did you see Mariah's performance? You know, do you think that she needs to stop lip syncing? Or should she get a pass because she's Mariah Carey? I mean, like, we know that Mariah Carey can sing. I don't think that's ever been a question. But do you think that she should get a pass? I mean, you have to look at who else performed. I think about someone like Charlie Wilson, who got up there and performed and shut the house down. Charlie Wilson's been performing, you know, 41 years, and he got up there, no listening, and shut the house down. R. Kelly got up there, he shut the house down, even though he had on that porcupine jacket. I mean, it was, do they get a pass because of who they are, or do they have to still bring it? What does this show, this new generation of performers? Is it okay to get up there and just lip sync your performance, or do you really have to bring it vocally? I don't know. You let me know. We're 41 minutes after the hour. We're getting right back into the music, and this is my man, Ruben Studdard, and I got some Ruben Studdard news coming up at the next break. This is Ruben Studdard with Gift from God, brand new on the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
I wake up every morning to your smile. It gives me chills cause I know that I got someone that really loves me. Some people search their whole life over to find what God has placed in my lap. Why I say that you are, oh,
With Gift from God. That's actually taken from an EP that he did, a free EP at that. That's available for download. Head over to twitter.com/RubenStutter. It's his free EP called Ruben Christopher Stutter. Man, he was singing on that record. Wow. He called it, he said it, she was a bright morning star. Good Lord, you know that's somebody. He tell you that you're a gift from God. He called you the bright morning star. I'm just saying. That dude was singing on that record. Coming up, we got more from Willie Taylor. We got MC Squared. We've got a lot of new records, man. We got a lot of new records. You know what? I want to get into one of them right now. And this record was featured on, you know, we've been playing Willie Taylor's morning record for the last, you know, a few weeks on a Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is a record he has with one of my favorite R&B artists today, Dondria. This is called Not Mine. This is Willie Taylor featuring Dondria. Not Mine on the Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Take it, oh, you can, you can keep loving.
That was my man Willie Taylor featuring Dondria with Not Mine. I apologize, everybody. I told you I had some R&B news for you, especially speaking on Ruben Studdard. Ruben Studdard is actually headed back to reality TV. And he's hoping that the NBC hit series The Biggest Loser will help him shed some pounds once and for all. Confirmed Monday, the American Idol winner, affectionately dubbed the Velvet Teddy Bear, will appear during the 15th season of The Biggest Loser, which is slated to air in the fall. As widely reported, Studdard has been struggling with weight and health issues for several years. At one point, he was able to shed a considerable amount of weight, but he regained the weight after his difficult divorce in 2012. Now, in related news, he's also getting back to the music. Taking to Instagram recently, he shared a picture from the studio and teased fans with the words, "It has started. Are you ready for the return of the Velvet Teddy Bear? Stay tuned." So shout out to Ruben. You know, he's going to be on the Biggest Loser this fall. Let's see how that works out. I like to see how that goes. You know, all the best to him on that one. Guys, we're going to get right into this new record. I've been telling you about it. I know we always play R&B here on the Tuesday Morning Takeover, but I had to play this record. I heard it. I absolutely had to play it. This is MC Square with Searching, featuring The Good Doctor. Brand new on the Tuesday Morning Takeover.
Mother Earth, from the good, the bad, and the worst. I finally break my silence, but only been the verse. So now I send my verbs to the young girls who pack that ass all up on the dope boys with scratched up straps. To the cats who always act tough with what they doing. Outside they hard, but inside they fruity like a Fig Newton. I see kids shooting crack and boosting lax just to snatch the CD player out the dash and add to the stash by selling it quick to get the cash back in a flash. Right off in a 95 Jag and laugh. Mentality from the past, living for the present. Naive to the being blind to the conclusion, riding with the music up, under influence stunts they perform, thinking they can get everything with this gun they search.
People are down here looking around, don't know which way to go. If your feeling's real, but know it's made to grow. When you're searching, you might find what you're searching for inside.
I know cats that search for enemies to aim at, and then bang at until they see brains flat. I prefer to piss wave caps with insane raps. Follow the same pack that went on the search for truth and never came back. Walking the main path, we evade crack and cocaine sacks. Through a blade where the sky rains facts. I'm preaching to all these lame rats that continuously search for cheese just to get killed by the same trap. It's pointless. Once you get that street fame black, take a minute, say goodbye to the nice beige slacks. Cause the limelight can't reflect off suede caps. Only nice whips, pretty women, and money stacks. Huh? It's funny, you started off searching for swag, but now you can't find your soul, who you point blame at? You can't find your soul, who you point to blame at? You're lost in the sauce, now I'm off, let's get up.
People are down here looking around, don't know which way to go. If your feeling's real, you know it's made to grow.
That was my man MC Square with Searching, featuring The Good Doctor. It, like I said, man, it's hip hop, it's jazz, it's soul, it's all that wrapped into one. And that's actually him playing the trumpet on the record as well. He was a real musician. I actually known him for a few years now. He's a good guy. But we want to hear some more from him. I'm not gonna do a lot of hip hop play here, but we're gonna call some hip hop that you know that's definitely quality like that. We want to show it some love. And he's independent, so that makes it all better. Coming up next, we got my man Cupid. We all know this record. We all love this record. We've been playing it since the very first Tuesday Morning Takeover. And he just dropped a video to it recently. This is my man Cupid with Make You Happy featuring Nia X. Top of the hour, 11 o'clock, you guys are still riding with us. This is The Middleman Presents the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Hey, for all you independent artists out there, if you're trying to get your music onto our show, go ahead and send us an email with your MP3s to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Now, make sure that the music is mixed. Make sure that it's a clean version. If it's not either one of those, we've got somebody on staff that can do that for you for a fee. Just saying. Coming up this hour, we got a couple more brand new records. Desiree Dawn. We actually even have a brand new record by yours truly. I'm just gonna kind of sneak that one in since my producer is out of the, you know, out of the way real quick. So anyway, but let's get right back into the music. This is one of my favorite records that we play here. This is my man DJ Freak Nasty with you, featuring Phil 5.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool you're around your people and everything. I mean, really, I just want to be with you tonight, you know? Slash!
Hey, baby, how are you doing? You look good tonight, so yeah, you got me choosing. I've been thinking about you and me and how much fun it would be if we were between the sheets. So let's just leave. You're the perfect combination between sexy and cute. And when I look in your eyes, I get lost in them too. Homie, lover, and friends, I wanna be all of them. So after this song ends, I hope I get another 10. Someone that I wanna know. So far from the typical. I hope that you make your decision, so you and I can get
it. It all starts with a flame, and you turn me on how you dance. You know what I wanna do, do, do. You know what I wanna do, do, do. Even though we're here with our friends,
yeah, what's up, friend?
I can't wait for this.
Yo,
man,
why not?
With you,
hey,
with you,
it's so amazing, and I'm facing the fact that I need to be in your atmosphere. Your stratosphere is like all of the planets aligning. Won't you tell me the timing so that I can come and find it? It never be too late, baby girl. You shine it like the purest of the uncut diamonds. I'm thinking we should leave so we can go explore the finest. Feeling that the earth realm can offer outside of heaven's gates. Hoping the pages to your novel, I can be your great escape. Yeah, and baby girl, you know I'm on. Wanna take you to euphoria and do it all night long. Do it all night long. Do it all night long. Till you reach the point of apex, ladies, this is the best.
It always starts with a flame, and you turn me on how you dance.
They want to take over. Some of the pictures from the BET Awards. Looking at the red carpet, and, you know, I was on this website, NicoleBitchy.com, and she brought up a good point. You know, whatever happened to the day when the guys would, you know, put on their best suits? You know, it's suited and booted, gone out of style? I mean, look. I mean, when you go to the Grammys, you see people at the Grammys, they got on their best suits. When you see them at the American Music Awards, they got on their best suit. I watched the Country Music Awards the other day, well, the other week, and, you know, even though, you know, you still have some guys out there, it may have been part suits, part jeans, and cowboy boots, they still came out with their best. Some of the stuff I saw on the red carpet, ooh, oh, man. Even Diddy went to Twitter. Diddy didn't make it to the BET Awards this year. One thing I will say, every year he comes to the BET Awards, he's all suited down. He tweeted, you know, is it just me or did all the good stylists go on strike? If this continues, I'm going to have to come down. I'm going to have to come down to that BET Awards. Warning. So, just saying. You let me know, guys. Hit me up on Facebook. I'm not going to ask you to tweet me. You never tweet me unless it's award time. So, hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/officialNickEaton. Let me know what you think. Is suited and booted gone out of style for award shows? I don't even want to think about the Hip Hop Awards. Let's just not even go there. And while you're hitting me up on Facebook, go ahead and let me know. You know how we do, guys. It's time to start hitting me up about the rewind of the day. If you've heard a record this past hour that you absolutely love, you absolutely cannot live without hearing again, go ahead and send me a message, facebook.com/officialNickEaton, and let me know what's your favorite song. And that favorite song will be played, depending on the vote, at the end of the show as the rewind of the day. And speaking of the rewind of the day, we're going to get into a rewind of the day all-star. This guy has had more requests for rewinds than anybody else that we've played on the Tuesday Morning Takeover. This is my man, John Michael, Sophisticated Lady, featuring Talib Kweli.
Hey, I like this right here. You know what made me think of?
Excuse me.
I named my Scooby-Doo. Can't smoke a blunt for this. Play a role of a white boy to this. Hey, hey, yo, you're so sophisticated. The way you move so cold like you refrigerated. Your body so banging, that producer's wish they made it. It takes two, so I'm glad that you participated. You more delicious than the food that's on the kitchen table. This the upper echelon shit, Celine bag with a mean swag at the concert. For the after party, we hitting Patti LaVon shit. Celebrity snack time, let me order some poppers. Welcome to the cockpit. Yeah, you the right chick. We locked in the hotel like Denzel in the flight flick. Rocking the bells like LL when he licking lips. Ridiculous the way you twist your hips, sweet as licorice. We stay gutter, but swamped in the shea butter. Sex so bomb, you're making me take cover. Maybe once the ugly duckling, the others made fun of. You're so sophisticated, they mad cause you were bummed.
I see there is a small sense of sin up in your eyes. And your hair relaxed to your shoulders. Let me float up to you, darkness. All you want is what it feels like. You're begging me for. Lady, don't you rush at all. I enjoy the thrill of chasing you around. Lady, lady, you're amazing. Got me stuck where I stand. I'm a state that you're mad. Tell me what it takes just to get more than your dreams. Yeah.
John Michael with Sophisticated Lady, the remix featuring Talib Kweli. We're going to get right back into it with the Tony Rich Project, Fade Away. And that was the Tony Rich Project with Fade Away. It's coming from his new album, Speak Me, available this fall on Hidden Beach Recording. If you guys still don't recognize that voice, Tony Rich Project, I know everybody remembers his song, Nobody Knows It. Nights are lonely and days are so fast. Just keep thinking about the love that we had. And I'm missing you. Nobody knows it but me. That's Tony Rich, the Tony Rich Project. Same thing. Fade Away is his new single. It's a hit. I love it. And right now, we're going to go into another certified hit. This guy has been so consistent throughout his entire career. This is Joe with I'd Rather Have a Love.
Do you mind if I talk to you for a minute? You see these fellas out here? You see, they're afraid of doing that long-term thing. They figure as soon as they lock hearts with another, something better's gonna come along. Well, that's quite possibly true. But the deal is, you're gonna have to find yourself a love, or you're gonna find yourself alone.
See, I was cool in them streets, y'all.
Yeah, I was cool in them clubs.
Oh, real talk, I wasn't thinking nothing about love. Oh, no, no. See, I didn't want nobody trying to partake in my stuff. I thought in a cage, you know, one night stand would be enough.
Oh, but one day
I met this girl and she ruined my philosophy.
She caught me by surprise.
Now my heart skips a beat when she comes around.
Oh,
I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
Oh,
see, I was about to find myself alone. But I found myself for love.
Mama told me what a real man should be. She said, son, pick one and treat her like me.
But I took all of her wisdom and I used it for selfish gain. And I know if she saw this pimpin', she'd be ashamed. I found this girl and I see things differently. It's like I got to love feet when she comes around. I never thought that I'd be ready to settle down.
No.
See, I was about to find myself alone, but I found myself alone.
And that was my man Joe with I'd Rather Have a Love. Thanks for everybody that tuned in to the Tuesday Morning Takeover. At Work Network, Cubicle Nation, what's going on with you? You guys are locked in with us and we are live still. Don't forget, we still got a couple of new records to play for you today. We played a lot. I think we played more new records in this show than we played since the beginning. But don't forget, also inbox me. Facebook.com/officialNickEaton and let me know what you want to be the rewind of the day. Could it be one of the new records that we played today? Maybe Angela Johnson Be There with Russell Taylor? Or maybe it could have been Sky Collette with 12 O'Clock? Or maybe it could have been our rewind of the day all-star John Michael. You never know. Facebook me. Let me know. Whoever has the most votes at the end of the show will be our rewind of the day. And so right now we're going to get back into the music. As a matter of fact, we're going to play another new record today. I just got this one. Just, man, the females have been showing up. I'm telling you, the females have been doing their thing. This is Desiree Dawn with Don't You Dare. Now, we've been playing her single Over It for quite a while now, actually since our very first show. And she's come back with some brand new music, and she's killing it. One of my favorite independent artists out there today. This is Desiree Dawn with Don't You Dare.
Myself in something, mess around and lose everything. everything intoxicated off of her scent. Cause I feel like I maybe drank a little bit too much, and it's evident. Cause when she touched me, everything becomes alive.
Man, Jesse Idol with Stop and Go, and I was just on my Facebook timeline. But very interesting what's going on in my inbox right now in terms of the rewind of the day. So far, I got a tie, and both are new records. That's crazy. I'm not going to tell you who they are. Just keep on bringing them in. Let's keep those votes going. But yeah, I was just on my Facebook timeline, and somebody said that Sweet Brown, a.k.a. Ain't Nobody Got Time for That, is on The View today. Why is Sweet Brown on The View? There's nothing else for them to talk about other than Sweet Brown? You gotta be kidding me. Oh, well. Interesting, to say the least. But let's get back to the music. Let's get back to it. This is my man, Willie Taylor. We played his new record with Dondre a little earlier. We're going to go right back to our one of our favorite records here. This is Willie Taylor with Morning.
Yeah. Ooh. You, baby. La, la, la. Like Folgers in my cup, like breakfast on the table, the kind mama used to make, and with no makeup on, what a beautiful face. I'm so happy, being with you right now.
And I can take a lot of shit, but I don't wanna.
Oh, but I'm done with that chapter, girl, it's over, yeah. As I opened my eyes, as you reached over and kissed me.
sleep the whole night through.
Yeah.
Cause if I wake up in the morning, then it's not the same. That frown to make a brother like me go and change. Baby, I'm so happy, yeah, being with you right now.
Yeah.
like each other. Won't you go on and put your hands up? Sing it if you can.
And now,
ladies, if you feel me, won't you say?
Oh,
and now, my fellas, if you hear me say.
Oh, oh, oh.
'Cause the only love you need is me. And the only love I'll ever need is my baby.
Okay, I'll give you two guesses on who that was that you just heard. Okay, I'm not going to give you two guesses. Actually, that was me. That was Nick Eden with his new single, Ease Your Mind. Yeah, I figured since my producer left the room, I can go ahead and sneak that one on in there. I'm going to lock the door before he comes back. Anyway, let's get back into the music. Back into it one more time. Don't forget, guys, hit me up, facebook.com, official Nick Eden. Inbox me. Let me know what you want to be the rewind of the day. Right now, we got a tie going on for two brand new records. It just debuted today. So stay tuned and see what our two new records are. Right now, this is Jaha with Bear My Heart.
You make me feel so good.
And that was Lisa Taylor with Wake Up.
When I wake up to you.
Okay, guys, I cannot believe this. For the first time ever, we actually have a tie. The tie stayed. Like, it's the same number. No need for the drum roll. I still don't have my drum roll effect. And the last time I beat on the table, you guys talked about me so bad. So, our two winners for the rewind of the day today are MC Square with Searching and Sky Collette with 12 O'Clock. First time ever, and we're going to play the first record first, which is MC Square, Searching. We played that a little bit earlier, guys, and this is the first time we played a hip-hop record on Tuesday Morning Takeover. So let's get right into it. My man NC Square with Searching, featuring The Good Doctor.
Yeah, this is MC Square.
Made
And that was MC Square with Searching. That was our first rewind of the day. First of two. First time in history. Well, hey, but we're making history right here on the Tuesday Morning Takeover. Before we get to our next song, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to us today. The At Work Network, the Cubicle Nation, you guys stand up. Stay for work music. Go ahead and tell your boss. Cut all that hollering out and get your two stuff on. Tune in to us every Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune in to Talk of the Town this coming Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And a flagship show, The Middleman Talk Show, this Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Do I need to write down what time zone you're in? Some of y'all will show call in at like the last 5 minutes of the show and be like, what I missed? Let's not do that anymore. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and go into our second rewind of the day, and this is actually going to take us out. This is Miss Sky Collette, fresh out of Birmingham, Alabama, singer-songwriter, and this is 12 o'clock.
Been so